This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
And you're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9. And now we're paying a special tribute to a Joy Life member and volunteer, Tim Lennox, who this week retired here at Joy after 25 years. Now, you who have been at Joy before, many, many listeners who have been here for a very long time would remember this. This is Joy's old news theme. It's our traditional news theme. And with Tim saying sayonara, I decided to put a call out to Joy volunteers, both present and past, to see if they would like to leave a little message for him or say something to him. Because 25 years volunteering here at Joy is absolutely amazing. So, Tim, this is for you.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Lennox with your midday news on Joy 94.9.
Tim Lennox, or as I always like to call you, obviously, Daddy Cool. We've had some incredible laughs along the way, especially back in the old Coventry Street days, obviously, when I like nothing better than to send you up every afternoon in the Joy Melbourne Mincomatic Whirlycopters for your traffic reports during the drive show. You handle the air sickness with aplomb, as you have, obviously, not only with your news reading duties at the station over 25 extraordinary years, but also your role as our illustrious news director as well. Congratulations on your quarter of a century in news. Thank you for your extraordinary service and wishing you much love and luck in the future.
Hey, Tim Lennox, it's Murphy's Law here, and we're just wishing you all the best. We heard you bailing, mate. What's your story?
Oh, my goodness. I don't think you've been doing this long enough to to finally hang up your headphones and your golden microphone. What are you thinking?
Watch the wheels fall off the place now that Tim Lennox is gone.
And don't, his... go, don't go.
Don't go, Tim. And when I was a broadcast manager, can I tell you, I've never met anyone so professional, so good, so engaged with the people here at Joy and volunteers, and just so such a big backer and believer in what we do as a gay radio station in all my life.
Why didn't we get him on this show then? That's all that we need.
He wouldn't come in.
That's what we need. But we need to give him the Murphy's Law clap.
Oh, we do.
Because Tim Lennox, you are a champion, a gentleman, a hero amongst us all. And we wish you well in your retirement. Please rest.
That wasn't actually the one I wanted to press.
Well, could you do another one?
Good on you, Tim.
Good on you, Tim.
Love your heaps from Murphy's Law.
Lots of love.
Bye.
Hi, it's Lisa Dano-Daniel here from Word for Word. I just wanted to say to Tim Lennox, congratulations, Tim. What an incredible innings you've had here at Joy. 24, 25 years, does it really matter when you've been here for that long? You're an institution. You've been so supportive of all of us here at Joy. I can't wait to keep in touch with you. And good luck in your retirement. We'll miss you around here so much. Congratulations, Tim. Thanks so much. Cheers.
Hi, Tim. It's Matt. Congratulations on all of your amazing work at Joy over the years, over the decades. I know that you'll be incredibly missed. Your voice will be incredibly missed off the airwaves. But congratulations for all your hard work at Joy and good luck with your future endeavours.
Hi, Tim. Thank you very much for your work at Joy and all the news that you've been putting on. It's been fantastic. We'll miss you and all the best.
Hey there, Tim Lennox. It's Dee Mason. I present the Joy News on Breakfast Mondays. I'm pre-recording this message for you from our Studio 2 here at Joy, the one we fondly refer to as the Tim Lennox Studio. Look, the Lennox Studio is the smallest of the three studios at our Bourke Street Studios here at Joy. But the Tim Lennox Studio is not just the newsroom. It's the place where people come to get away sometimes. They come here to have private conversations on their phones, to take some time out from the busy world of Joy, to record snippets for their own shows in here. And sure, they come in here to yell at each other at times. I'm sure you'd be thrilled to learn that I've found people in passionate embraces in your studio, Tim. It's happened. Yes, of course it has. But mainly, it's a newsroom, and it's a very, very, very busy newsroom at that. Joy is committed to providing up-to-the-minute news three times daily, breakfast, midday and drive, and to making sure that we include stories for and about the LGBTI plus community. I've only been reading Joy News for 4 months or so, but I've been around Joy long enough to know but this ongoing commitment to news is due in no small part to you, Tim. I've loved listening to you read the news over the years. I love how you always have notes and tips for us news readers, so thank you very much for that. You'll be sorely missed around the station, and I wish you all the very best for a well-earned retirement.
Hi, it's Shannon Power, also known as Chappelle, a long-time presenter and producer at Joy. And the reason I ended up at Joy was because of Tim Lennox, who brought me in as a newsreader, made me realise that I actually wanted to be a journalist, and now I'm living the dream in London as a journo. So without Tim's mentorship, his enthusiasm for Joy, the LGBTI community and its history, I don't think I would be where I am today. And he was also a good mate during my time in Melbourne. So thank you, Tim, for everything that you've done for our community and for Joy, and for being a really good friend. We love you, and best of luck in your retirement.
I'm Tim Lennox. Oh, incidentally, having now passed the 25-year mark as Joy's longest-serving volunteer, I'm retiring from the news team. This has been my final news broadcast for Joy.
Thank you so much, Tim. And as some of you may know, that was Tim's last news broadcast with us. He's now officially retired. Wow, what a legend Tim is at Joy. Not only has he been honoured by Joy with a life membership, the news studio is named after him. Tim has been the news director as long as I can remember, and I've been with Joy for 18 years. It is only in recent years that I've had one of the hardest acts to follow in being the news director myself. Most of us measure our time at Joy in months or years. Tim measures in decades. Thank you for your just on 2.5 decades of volunteering at Joy, Tim. A very wholehearted thanks to you for shaping Joy News into the only Australian independent volunteer-run news servicing our community. Thank you, Tim, for your professionalism, bringing decades of journalistic experience to Joy News. Thank you for your amazing dedication to Joy News, and thank you mostly for your friendship. The Tim Lennox chat will be very much missed. There's been quite a few Facebook messages, this one from Dylan Joel. Congratulations, Tim, on a successful stint as news presenter at Joy. Mr. Studio 2, a great newsman and life at any Joy party. And from Rachel Morrison, who gave me a bit of a shout-out this morning in breakfast, by the way. She finally remembers the Joy trivia where you were dressed as Napoleon. All the best for an amazing celebration of all Tim's hard work. And this one from Gracie Marshall. Tim, I love doing Monday mornings, and seeing your face always brighten the start of my week. Thanks for the many chats and stories, putting up with my mistakes when I forgot to turn your mic on or up. Enjoy a well-earned rest. And also, there was quite a few other ones, but I think Katie Purvis and also Sue Wilkerson summed it up. There was an amazing memory with Katie Purvis, by the way. She'll never forget Tim dancing with Rhonda Legs Birchmore at a Joy fundraiser a few years ago. I remember that one too, Tim. Almost embarrassing. Okay, thanks for all your work. We will miss you. There are many others. Sue Wilkerson sums it all up by saying, what an amazing man Tim is. Tim, we all congratulate you on an incredible volunteer contribution to Joy. Thank you.
Many thanks for those kind words.
Well, what else could be said? But everyone else has already said it. Tim, I just want to say a big thank you for the support you've given me as the former EP of The Informer here at Joy, and just as a journalist and a wonderful person. What a great legacy, volunteering for 25 years here at Joy. Thank you, Tim Lennox.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.